answer a letter and put you through the mill, that's for sure. But it was suspension first, off the repeater, and then a license violation or a license infringement on you if you didn't comply with that rule. So, and they have the right to do that.
Well, yeah, well, thing is that from the point of the escalation, I should say, let them do it. But that would be not the right statement. The right statement is, guys, whatever happened, happened. I keep in mind what happened to me. You keep in mind what happened to you. Now, my willingness is to work with you. But I'm not going to be small Joe Schmo who is going to be scrutinized. It's just that as long as I obey the rules, I have a right to express myself, especially when I point based on my own opinion. What is it? Constitution and 2XGA.
Absolutely not. Constitution is based on laws. Opinions are not. Opinions are just that. Garbage. You have to have evidence. And prima facie would be better. But opinions, they don't count. They don't mean anything.
And you're right. See, the thing is that the First Amendment, it gives me the right to the free speech. As long as I do not offend anybody with that speech intentionally. But only if I offend somebody because of my lack of expression format. I'm not guilty. And to exhale.
TC2WGB. Well, that gets a little complicated because you are allowed to insult people. Sure you can. But you can't do anything like defamation of character, libel, the legal terms. Those you can violate, which is acceptable. But if you think somebody is acting like a toad or a mouse, you can say those things. That's opinion. But now, if you can prove that they acted in a way that is disparaging and you're coming back at them, they don't have a leg to stand on. But, you know, you got to be careful. But I don't think you've ever gone down that route.
Nor I intend to do it and to exceed. I don't. I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable because of my presence. You know, it's just some people who want me just to be out, or me be silent, or me being intimidated, or, you know. The real guys that's supposed to be punished, they're not jammers. They do the most of the harm on this repeater. And to exit.
You're absolutely right. And they are in hot pursuit of these people. And it's very difficult, but they're going to catch them. They will catch them. And you'll be hearing them cry. But, no, you're 100% right. The only thing is, it seemed like the rules were changing and nothing you could do was good enough. So that makes it difficult to operate when you don't know the parameters that you're allowed to walk in. It's like you're told you should walk on the sidewalk. So if you walk in a street and you get a summons, well, you deserve it. You're told to walk on a sidewalk. So now if you walk on a sidewalk, then they say, well, we only want you to walk on the right side of the sidewalk. And then that ain't good enough. Well, you're walking too fast on the right side. You know, it just gets stupid after a while.
Boy, that is a typical to the human behavior. Some people want to stop a certain action at the beginning of, and then face the consequences of that action, because it's just evolving. Some people want to go to the extreme and then try to stop it. If you compare, let's say, the females, some of the females, when the young boy meets them, they are pretty nice, and then they are pretty much requesting. It's just because this man agreed to the certain terms and conditions, but the terms and conditions were not in steady state. They were evolving to the next stage. So he just the next stage. In psychology, this is understood as the relation based on the condition. That's why we have a situation in which people decide to divorce, because the conditions are not the conditions that they were comfortable with, if you know what I'm saying. Can you hear?
KC2WGB. Understand exactly what you're saying. The more you give them, sometimes, the more demanding they get. Demands get, when the demands exceed what you're capable of giving, then they get insulted. Well, it's like the person who, you give them 3 meals a day, then you say, well, we're only going to give you 2 meals a day. Then one, then maybe a crust of bread. How much do you take before you burst out? Fully understand that.
That's why what I did is, when I came to this repeater, the guy barely speaking English. Yes, there is a progress of 1,000% after 2 years of being on the repeater. Text to the members of the club, because they allow me to talk to them. And based on that perception, some of the individuals decided to take advantage. You know. And they were wording themselves completely wrong. So if I allow to evolve to the stage of the big conflict, then that would be a big problem. Why nobody is right now using the word form? Because they know that Wesley, when he's against the wall, he's going to go loud. And he's going to go really the most that he can. Is he going to achieve something? Nobody knows. Is he going to win something? Nobody knows. Just leave me alone. And to exit.
Shut up, stupid.
Oh, there's one of our little friends. Okay. Well, you know, there are some people that just, they're antagonistic, they're scared, they're ignorant. A lot of different flaws that make people react the way they are. But, you know, you're aware of that. You're not the type of person to carry it on, and you're better off not dealing with those people. But there are certain people that may act inappropriately or say something inappropriately, and you know, you have the right to question it, but not too much, because why bother with them? If they're idiots, no matter what you do, you're not going to improve them, especially at their age. You know, people 50 years old, hey, that's it. They ain't changing. And they're not going to get any brighter because they're not doing anything to increase their thoughts, or to try to channel it to constructive means. So everybody can be destructive. To be constructive is much more difficult.
Yeah, you're right. It's just that whatever happened, happened, and I keep it in mind. If somebody wants to escalate that, I put it out. It, you know, if that was strictly from my side, the constant violation, that would be something that I believe by myself I should be punished for. Like those people who are disturbing the normal operation of the repeater. Because nobody deserved that. Nobody deserved Wesley being not nice, or being simply some kind of a present that is not really pleasant. You know, something that is disturbing. But Wesley is not really this way. It's just, he was dreaming of the land of America when he was a child. He came in here. He respect in here. I love when they pointed at my a flag, American flag, on my coat. Because I'm proud of being American. I wasn't born one. But I really feel that. And some of the people don't. and they were born in here and to exist.
Well, there goes exactly to the point. They do not realize what they have because they're ignorant. They never even visited a foreign country, most of these people. And that's why they don't have any grace and they don't have any tolerance, because that's the American, the ugly American attitude that they made a movie about and that I've actually seen in foreign countries. So I told you, I think that all children should spend 1 year in a third world nation going to school so they learn some of the problems that these people have and realize that when somebody comes to this country, they come here because they think it's better. So you show them your bad personality. Do you think that changes their mind about the country? No, it doesn't. But they think maybe you'll go back. What are they thinking? They're ignorant. KC2WGB.
And to examine. Well, the point is that whatever I'm doing on this repeater, whatever I'm learning, is not the knowledge for myself and the benefit of mine only. It is not a selfish approach to life. Whether this is going to end up as a hobby or just me gathering the knowledge and going nowhere with it, or whether I would be able to deliver something to this country and to the people around the world that would be of benefit, that would be somehow helping them, all of this issue with the energy whatsoever. Am I trying to sell it? No. Am I trying to keep it secret? No. Which is a smart thing, because keeping it secret is not always safe. So, if somebody's willingness is positive in nature, he should not be really scrutinized for it. Don't you think so? And to Adrian.
Well, I agree. But the real story is, whatever you're working on has nothing to do with these people. Whether you're successful or not, whether you're going to do it with money, without money, all of that is not only none of their business, it's something they can't comprehend, and they don't understand any part of it. So you can't expect them to speak about it logically. It's either going to be all nonsense, or it's too complicated, or why are you wasting your time? Why are you spending the money? Where did you get the money to spend that money? Why don't you work? Why are you home all the time? Oh, it's ridiculous. And you just got to learn to let things go too, Wes. Too many things you hold in for too long a time. And that's bad for you, not them.
Good point, son. And to exchange. Good point. There is something that somebody has and the other person wants it. The only because that second one knows that this thing that the first one has in hand has a value to him. So at first, there has to be a value. So let's say somebody played the lotto. Well, the ticket is lying on the street, somebody lost it or throw it out, and nobody's going to check it out. But if they knew that this is a good money in it, they would fight for it. That's what you said, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you said is completely right, because as long as the people don't see the value for themselves in what you do, they don't want it. Some of the people may react from, this guy with the strange accent, and he's just taking, our side. We want to rather listen to the empty repeater than listen to his voice. It's fine. But then, the same people, if they find out that he really is getting somewhere and he's really getting the results, now their approach is different. I mean, why should then the value of the people depends on the materialistic, on something that is, you know, what is in Europe? I'm not saying that it's not in here. In here it is the same. But in Europe, just for the fact that you are a person who is walking on the street, I can spend the time to talk to you or to be with you or to you know, just for you being you, not you being somebody who has something in your hands that I want and to exchange.
Well, you know, Wes, that's like the position people put themselves in, where they don't, they like what you have, they want it, because they reach in their pocket with a few dollars and they buy it. But now, you take the master painter who's painting this beautiful picture, and he sees that you have some kind of talent, and you say to him, I want to buy that picture. And he says, no, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll train you to paint the picture like this. And the person says, no, I want to buy the picture. Why? They're either lazy, or they just want to have it because they have the money. And that's what makes them think they're important when they're not important. They don't want to put the effort into getting what you have, but they want what you have. That's incongruent to me.
Yeah, valid point. Valid point. Well, the way that I was talking to the people today was, I spoke to them just because of them, not because of what they have and what is their position. I was even I spoke to Lou, and Lou said, "Don't give me this Wesley look." You know, I have a pleasure to talk to the guys, just because of the guys, nothing else. That's what was somehow a very hard for me to understand when I came to this country many years ago, that when the guy in the tie shows up, and then the same guy with the t-shirt whatsoever not even shaved showed up, the perception of the people creates two different levels. And to exist.
KC2WGB. Yep, perception is, you know, your perception is formed by your lifestyle and your life experiences. So it doesn't mean they're right. But yeah, you can see two people, you automatically assume that the person in the shirt and tie is something that the person in the t-shirt is not. And of course that's not true. So that's the same problem I have with this nonsensical court system we have, where justice is supposed to be blind. But it seems that it's, if you're a criminal and you wear jeans and a gun and you have colors on your head and tattoos, when they go into court, they're in a suit and they're all covered up and they look nice and neat and clean. And when you see the picture in the paper, it's their graduation picture. Meanwhile, they're a criminal that was a horrible person. So I guess opinions and the way you look and perception mean something there.
Yeah, anyhow. John, it was a pleasure to talk to you tonight. And I would like to express my great appreciation to all of the people that I have met today for their time and attention and the pleasure of spending time with them. It was a great day. And that would be the final accent that I would that I want to end this conversation with. My friend, thank you for taking me to that event and to Asia.
AK1NS.
Go ahead, please.
AK1NS, Dave here. These guys with two ears and one mouth. You guys had it today. And a nice conversation there. For my final 2 cents, and that's just that I think I've learned in everything from bagpipe dance to yacht clubs to doesn't matter if it's a church choir. Whenever you get a bunch of people together in one organization, you're going to have every kind of variety pack you can possibly think of. amazing what happens, but the dichotomy in the mix, that person not lowbrow and highbrow, and hang in there. Just hang in there. It's a pleasure meeting you today, too. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth, Dave. You need a group of people, and you have to have a divergence in people's personalities. I would not want to live in a world if everybody was like me. I have faults just like everybody else. I know it. I know how ignorant I am. The more I am, the more I realize how ignorant I really am. So, it's a crazy system. Hope you live in.
This is the lowbrow I was referring to. So, getting laid up with a sack myself. You guys have a good night.
My pleasure, James. Good night. How was you? How did you go listening to this conversation? Thank you very much, Lou, if you're still listening. And Bernie. It was a great day. And great trip.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
If he has any success at all with the limited vocabulary, I would be very surprised. Makes you wonder.
Yeah, suborbital.
Fuck you, Dick. Fuck you, Dick. Fuck you, Dick. Fuck you, Dick. Fuck you, Dick.
Dick went off the air a long time ago.
Fuck you, too.
Someone like a puppet who could be programmed. Incredible. Easy to do. OGP. QRT.
Take your 900 megahertz link and shove it up your ass. Fuck you and your 900 megahertz link. Take what? Now you're my puppet, bitch. Thank you.
That was my day. You know, I went to work for the first half of the day and watched TV the other half and went to sleep early. Back to you.
Yeah, I had a lot of honeydews and things to do over the weekend, including some work, but got a couple of hours of HF on Saturday and Sunday. This was the ARRLDX contest weekend for phone, and it was great. Just propagation was excellent. Even 20 and 40 meters was hot. Saturday night, pretty late, and I've never heard so much at any one time, and made tons of contacts. Wish I had more time.
Okay, very good. Did you log them in?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to log them all in yet. I just did it the old-fashioned way on a piece of paper. I find that easier than trying to run a computer program at the same time. And I'm sure there'll be lots of arguments for that, but for me, this works the best. And by the end of the week, I'll hopefully get them all logged in. Certainly, they're all logged on paper. The longer effort will be getting them into Logbook of the World and, EQSL.
Yeah, I didn't mean if you formally logged it. I just meant if you tracked it, kept the record. Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, for some reason, a ton of Caribbean and South American stations and, I guess, European. And I'm sure if I had other times of the day available, I would have picked up more in Africa and perhaps even Asia, but unfortunately, not enough time. Can't eliminate those honeydews. Anyway, it was fun while I had the time to do it. And I'd be curious to see if it was an all-time record.
Okay, very good. So, I'm not a big fan of contesting, but I'm sure it's fun, especially when you're making a lot of contacts. Seems like that contest often comes out the same weekend as the Limark Hamfest. I wanted to go to the Hamfest too. I was wishy-washy on it. And I said, what do I need to go for? There's nothing I really need. And I could probably get better deals online than I can at the Hamfest.
Well, I never have time. That's my problem. But, there's a conflict. But I'm sort of happy with my toys at the moment. Although it's never enough, I suppose. But, I don't know, worldwide it seemed like a ton of activity. Maybe my longer wire just hears more, I don't know. Or maybe it was just good propagation. Whatever. I'm sure they'll have the statistics in a few weeks as they, accumulate them. I didn't really participate in the contest because I didn't have a lot of time to commit to it, and, if you can't do it well, I wouldn't bother competing, but it was an opportunity to make lots of contacts. That part was fun.
Okay, very good. Well, I think the only way that you get good at contesting is by doing it. I've never participated in one either, so, and I even one time got yelled at for being on the air because I wasn't participating. I thought that was very rude, but I can understand it. And to that V5D back over to you.
Yeah, there were many frequencies where, you know, because I have a almost omnidirectional antenna, you know, you'd hear multiple stations at once on the same frequency, you know, from different parts of the world that were interfering with each other, but I guess if you have a Yagi, you can sort that out. Didn't seem to be bothering anybody.
Yeah, well, a lot of these people, I mean, like, I have a friend of mine, like two blocks from me, and he's got these huge beams up, you know, and, on the rotators, and he just bends them around, where the signal's coming from, and, filters everything else out, and then he's got his, you know, 1500 watt amp, between the two, so back to you.
Well, I know, I was impressed with what I could do with barefoot, but maybe the other stations were doing all the work, I don't know, although many were just 100 watts and, you know, dipoles, so I felt I was in pretty good company. I guess maybe the atmosphere was good. Anyway, got a full week ahead, and then hope to do a little skiing next week.
On UFM.
Yeah, good morning. Name's on the tip of my tongue. I'm blanking out. Okay. Anyhow, so you pick it up and hand it back to me.
Good morning, Knopf. Good morning, Peter. This is Ted, K1UFM, about halfway on my commute to Melville. I heard you talking about the ARRL contest. I spent about an hour, and like you, Peter, I just used it as an opportunity to work a few stations, only running 100 watts and a 30-foot random wire from home. But I was able to work Australia on 40-meter phone, which I haven't done in a long time. Then I went up and looked on QRZ sites for the guy in Australia, VK7KE, or what is that? The guy's on Tasmania, 800 feet up on rolling hills, a two-element cubicle quad on 40 up about 75 feet. What more could you ask for? Over to you now.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you know, I've worked some DX with my QRP 10-watt rig. So to me, 100 watts is plenty of power. I've got a number of rigs, so no amps. I don't need it, and I don't want to be interfering with other people's electronic devices, TVs, and so on. And if you keep it up to 100 watts, you're probably not going to cause anybody any major interference. You got this big stuff, the big antennas are good. That's, you know, you can never get enough antenna up. But I do fine with my G5RB, 102 feet, and my vertical, sub 27 feet in the air. I do okay with those two. So, I'm okay. Peter?
Good morning, Ted. And, I'm like you. It's a great opportunity to practice and, you know, some of the stations talk real fast, and of course English is not their primary language, and sometimes I have to listen and or ask to repeat the call sign a number of times before I get it right. But it's good practice, even if you're not in the contest, and there were plenty of stations. No one was under any imperative to blow you off. Everyone was trying to get their point to her in the competition. And so you could get through if you were patient enough. Anyway, let me give it to Ted.
Okay, fine, Peter. You also got a 10-meter rig in the car here, an old Radio Shack HX-100, 25 watts to an eighth wave whip. I'm driving around on Saturday and Sunday, and during the contest, I worked about another 10 stations on 10. And 10 times my favorite band. When it's open, you don't need a lot of power or big antenna. All you need is just a microphone to yell out the car window. Over to you now.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at some of these the HCX.